carry neither purse, nor script, nor shoes, Keyes quoted. Theologically, that's very sound. I'd like to know more about the WEC. And a few months later, we had a chance to. Sidney Wilson phoned me one day at Ringers to say that a man from WEC headquarters was visiting in Harlem. His name is Johnson, Andy. Why don't you go see him while he's here? So the next weekend I biked down to Harlem. It was just as I thought. Mr. Johnson was thin and gaunt, and his clothes shrieked of missionary barrels. But when he talked about the work the mission was doing all over the world, his sallow face came alive. It was obvious that he gave the credit for all accomplishments to the WEC training school up in Glasgow, Scotland, and to its teachers, most of whom served without pay. They included doctors of theology and biblical exegesis and other academic subjects. But on the faculty were also master bricklayers and plumbers and electricians, for these students were being trained to start missions where none existed. And even this, he said, was not the real emphasis. The true aim of the school was a simple one, to turn out the best Christians these students were capable of being. I went to see Keyes as soon as I got back to Witte. Together we took a bike ride across the polders. Keyes's questions were sharp and practical, the kind he would be asking if he planned to drop everything and enroll tomorrow. How much were the fees? When did the next session begin? What were the language requirements? I had not been interested enough to ask, so I gave Keyes the address of the WEC headquarters in London and waited for the news I knew I would be hearing. Sure enough, a few days later, Keyes told me he had made application for admission to the Glasgow school. Because of his qualifications, Keyes was accepted almost at once. I would get home from Ringers to find long, glowing letters from Glasgow describing his life there, the courses he was taking, the discoveries in Christian living he was making. I had already been at the factory longer than the 2 years I had promised Mr. Ringers when he trained me for the new job. Surely this WEC school was the right place for me, too. And still I hung back. I seemed to have so many points against me. I didn't have Keyes's learning. And hide it though I might from others, I had a crippled ankle. How could I be a missionary if I couldn't even walk a city block without pain? Did I really intend to be a missionary? Or was it only a romantic dream with which I indulged myself? I had often heard Sidney Wilson speak of praying through. He meant by this, sticking with a prayer until he got an answer. Well, I was going to try it. One Sunday afternoon in September 1952, I went out onto the polders where I could pray aloud without being embarrassed. I sat on the edge of a canal and began talking to God casually as I might have talked with Teal. I prayed right through coffee and cigar hour, right through Sunday afternoon and on into the evening, and still I had not reached a point where I knew I had found God's plan for my life.